Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette. Speaking, how may I help you?
Yes, my name is Marie Baldin, and I just, you know, noticed by the Bank of America, they say that I was charged for the $56.95 and on March 18th, which is yesterday, you know, and about the merchant is consumer quick shipping. So I have no idea. Could you tell me what is this about?
What's your name, ma'am?
The card in the amount $56.95, and I was charged by my credit card, Bank America. So now my bank blocked that. But I want to ask you to see what's about that, because why I didn't order anything and somebody used a card without authorization and charged for $56.95.
What is your name, ma'am?
Marie Bolden. M-A-R-I-E and last name Bolden, B-O-L-D-I-N. Could you explain to me, see, about what is a you know, merchant or anything like that?
Ms. Bolden, what's your zip code?
95377. I also was told that they charged me $7 something a last transaction a few days ago. And this one, they continue to the same address. I was told that, and that's why I want to find out what this is about.
Ms. Bolden, will you verify your address for me, please?
2431 Garrett Court in Tracy, California, 95377.
Yes, ma'am. So you, on 312, you agreed to pay $7.75 to have an entry to win a tablet. Okay, that's the first thing. Also, that came with that was a membership, if you did not let them know that you did not want a membership. However, that $56.95 card was declined, so nothing was charged. Okay. The only thing you got.
They let me know that because they declined that, because they think they asked me to recognize that. I say I don't know, you know, anything about it. March 18th.
So, ma'am, the $7.95.
So
is
the shipping.
Yes, ma'am. For the chance to win. Now, as far as the $56.95, the card was declined. Only thing I could do with that, ma'am, is actually, let's see here. What can I do? Because you wasn't charged. So this is a ST1. So this wasn't charged. I can offer you 30. Well, not even that, because you haven't been charged. So either you're going to stay with the membership or you're not going to stay with the membership. That's totally up to you.
Well, I don't really want this membership about, because I...
Oh. Okay, ma'am. So going forward, what I'm going to do right now is cancel this account out so you won't receive any charges later.
How about $7 or something? And they say that...
well, that you paid that. You paid for that.
For the something shipping, something I do survey?
Yes, ma'am. You pay for that to do the survey, okay? For a chance to win the tablet.
The chance to win? I thought they said you win.
No, ma'am, you haven't won. We don't have tablets here. It's a chance to win the tablets.
Can you cancel that for me, please?
Well, I've canceled the account, so you won't be charged, but your $7.95 is... You've already got that chance to win, but going forward, so you won't get charged each month, $56.95, I've canceled that account for you, ma'am.
Yeah, and also $7 something, because you said the chance.
Ma'am, that's a valid charge. You said you paid $7.95 for a chance to win, but then you registered for the chance to win, as well as when you registered, it said it will give you a membership. You don't want the membership, so
misleading. Could you please cancel the $7 something for me? I really don't want it. As well, so cancel that for me.
You just did that today, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
I said you just did that today, right?
Yeah, I just got today, but they notified me that. But
Because you just.
anyway, you said the change is win. I thought they told me, I was told it said, oh, you win that. They send me, they say you pay for the shipping. Not a chance to win it. That's great.
So yes, ma'am, you've already, the $7.95 is a valid charge. Now the $56.95 wasn't charged to your account, so that I've canceled, so you won't be charged $56.95. You have an entry into the, you have an entry for the chance, so that $7.95 stays, it's valid. But the $56.95 I did refund back. I mean, you didn't have anything to refund back, but I did cancel the account, so you won't get charged for the any more $54.95.
Yeah, but I also asked you to cancel the $7.
No, ma'am, that's a valid charge. So the $7.95 is done. You did that. You put your card in there, okay? But the $56.95, I did cancel that for you, so you won't receive any
No,
more
because
charges.
that bank already blocked that, already declined it.
No, ma'am. No, that wouldn't have blocked it. They would have gone back and got it on your account. I needed to cancel the account to make sure you wouldn't have got a charge for next month and the next
Yeah, I
month.
just called the bank. I just saw the bank. They told me that they stopped that and they will
Yes,
refund
ma'am.
the car.
Yes, ma'am. So that call, you didn't get charged at 59, but what I did, what the bank didn't do for you is cancel this account so you won't get charged again. I've done that for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.